A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the way forward on issues raised from the government's consultations of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the continuous assessment and learning activities, or CALA, which they say is an overburden to learners and an expense to parents, and so they want it removed. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sihlaziya impono ephume kuhlolisiswa uhlelo lukahulumende olwezemfundo olwe competence based education for socio economic development lona olugqitshwe izolo inengi likhonona ngengxenye yalo olwe continuous assessment and learning activities ikhala olubikwa luthwalisa abantwana abavela kumdeni eswelayo amagaba avuzayo ngoba bengafinyeleli amagagasi kumbe ubulembo bokusebenzisa imitshina edingakalayo kulo. Abalwela ilungelo loluntu bathi lokhu kubangela ukuthi abantwana begcine befinyelela okungalunganga ebulenjini kumbe bebesengozini yokudlwengulwa lapho bedinga usizo lwe-internet kwezinye indawo. But first, let us hear what is happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Western leaders have provided Ukraine financial and military support in its fight against Russian aggression. Some humanitarian organizations say that has affected the amount of aid going to other countries like the DRC. VOA's Paul Ndiho visited the Sirki camp in the eastern province of North Kivu.
Gato Francine, a mother of six, has lived for 10 months in Sirki camp for internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. She fled her hometown of Kalenga because of attacks by the M23 rebel group, which has been terrorizing the region. She says that life is hard in the camp, and she sometimes has to beg for food.
I ran away from my village because of the war waged by M23. When they reached our place in Kalenga, they threw a bomb at my house. So we ran away. I didn't even bring anything with me.
Like Francine, this 15-year-old boy, who provided only his first name, Sam, has been displaced by conflict in the region. He was hit by a stray bullet and is now recovering after undergoing surgery in Sirki camp. This mobile medical clinic and emergency surgical unit has been treating some and others who need urgent care. It was established by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in eastern DRC. According to the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency says as of March, more than 880,000 people have been forced from their homes in eastern DRC since March 2020, when violence surged. And Sylvain Linda, ICRC's head of subdelegation in Goma, says people here need physical and emotional help.
We're also working with in the field of health, particularly in mental health, because the people has been very affected by the displacement, and also because combat sometimes have been very tough and with a lot of casualties.
The ICRC is providing much needed humanitarian aid to the people in the camp. Linda says her organization's work in the DRC is challenging due to a financing shortage.
This whole crisis have been a challenge. I was talking about the number of people displaced, and it overcome every capacity of an international organization. So we have to work a lot together.
Linda says that money that might have come to them is now going to Ukraine, and that the people in the DRC must fend for themselves.
A lot of financing are going to Ukraine, for example, and to other crises, and not coming to DRC because it has been like a protracted crisis.
Despite financial strains, the ICRC provides support to several hospitals, including Bethesda Ndosho in Goma, the General Hospital in Beni, the Provincial Hospital in Bukavu, and a surgery program in Bukavu. Paul Ndiho, VOA News, SEC IDP Camp, Democratic Republic of Congo.
And back to our main topic, some parents and teachers say although the intentions of CALIA are good, children from disadvantaged families face problems as they cannot access internet, Wi-Fi or computers. Activists say girls are exposed to dangers of sexual abuse and indecent assault when they go to neighboring homes or other places to seek internet access to complete the CALIA-based studies. Mothers and female guardians also say they are the ones who have to do much of the work as they are the ones who spend more time with their children. The spokesman for the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nanjoro, acknowledged concerns raised by stakeholders in the consultations to Studio 7 and said his ministry will look into all issues compiled from the consultations. During the two-day consultations, which ended yesterday, a parent who identified herself as Amai Tendai told reporter Rutendo Mawere, children end up distracted during CALIA research and access inappropriate content on the internet.
Yeah, this curriculum at senior we far up on the internet. Vana varkuwa exposed kushini. Achaita charku research achit. Akatona music kana chi akuite izvozvo nekutozoona zvimwe zvinhu zvisinei nezvaari kurisechi. Saka izvozvo hatisi kunyatsozvifarira. Semuberekiwo mari dzedu hadzina kunyatsotimirira zvakanaka kuti tirambe tichitenga data. Toti kubhadhira fees totenga data. Zviri kuramba zvichingodzoka kwatiri. Mwana wachona ndini ndikumuitisa. Pamwe pacho ndopedzisira ndakumuitira ndirini. Asi oinonomakirwa onzi hapasa but ndini ndaiita kumba.
Saka zvii zvamuri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe nebasa rezvidzidzo?
Inogona kuitwa zvayo but ngavabvise zvine chekuita neinternet. Kana ichikwanisa kuitika zvisina internet mukati.
That was a parent identified as Amai Tendai speaking to Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Meanwhile, teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elasi Musoza told VOA's Ezra Chisasvanda that CALIA is a burden on children, while they also offered solutions.
I curriculum le ibi curriculum elombono mushira kulu kota ni sifoni ngani ama subjects amegelwe shuganiso ngubika kulu ku ECD ukuze wonke afundiswe kahle kahle ngani kuba kunenganyana. Mhlawumbe bangabuyela bakumisele kube njengakuqala ukuthi kuhlanganiswe kungehlukaniswe i-mass display, i-PE, le-VPA kube yinto enye. Okunye konke lokhu yibe kube sokusiba nje ngama-subject ehlukeneyo. Sibe sesikhangela esikuthi yi-CALIA. I-CALIA mina bengithatha njenge-project ye-university. E-university ngimdala nginjengenza i-project eyi-1. Engiyisubmithayo kumbe siyathatha unyaka wonke kumbe mbili ngisenze iproject. So bengayelela ukuthi abantwana ukuze kube lesi sinto ukuze bafunde nesikili esifuna basifunde kumele bazenzele bodwa amakhala lawo. So banikwa ikhala eyodwa yento eyodwa abangayenza bayisubmithe maybe at the end of i-junior school yabo kumbe i-infant learning yabo kungabi ukuthi i-subject nge-subject sinekhala.
Ngeke sithi ukhiphe kuright kukhona kodwa kufanele njengoba sisho ukuthi ngabe ikhala iba yinto eyodwa bakuminimize kungabi yinto esuka zibe ziningi kufana nale leyikhala ibinge ECG ama fine motor skills abo ECG akaqhina ukuthi bengaye izinto enje so kodwa nxa kungaba yinto ukuthi umntwana mhlawumbe eku infant kube lekhala A1 okumele ayenze at the end of the ama grades akhe maybe sesiya ku form 1 kubonakala into ayenze leyo ngapha ku primary school kungabe kungcono ngoba lathi sabe sikwazi ukuthi simfundise ukuthi eqede grade 7 abe sekwazi ukwenza ini igitar le ngoba okwakhathe singathi ECD uvele ECD engekayenzi into le iyenziwe ngumzali.
Those were teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elatsin Sota expressing their views. Now to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by Sokoluhle Ndlovu, Matabeleland North Chairperson for the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the ARTUZ, Patricia Chabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also looks after orphans, and Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which has researched and engaged government on education programs. Welcome, ladies, to Live Talk. First, we'll speak to Ms. Sokoluhle Ndlovu, as her line seems to be dead. As one of the educationists who were leading the consultations, what concerns pertaining to girls came up during this process, and how do parents want them resolved? Yes, Ms. Ndlovu.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, the question is, yes, you can go ahead.
You can go ahead. You know?
Hello, yes. What concerns were brought up by parents during the consultations?
During the consultations on the curriculum review, maybe the challenge is that the parents and out was pretty low in the rural areas. But it was not managed to come for the review. Another thing is that the parents who attended, they were saying they don't even know what they're reviewing. We would just call them so they don't even know what they're reviewing. Because they were never told that the new curriculum, it was just imposed on their children. And then we are seeing possibly that they don't even know what it's all about.
Yes, so were there any issues that particularly concerned girls and their safety and their difficulties, or it was the same compared to boys?
There were issues that were told and that maybe schools. There's still the equality between boys and girls. It's still not a 100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you may stay on the line. And Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu, what are your concerns on color and how does it inconvenience women and girls?
I think in color, as a concept and as a project, is a good idea, but it was being implemented. Why I'm saying that it overwhelmed learners because one, in terms of the work that is being given, for instance, at primary school levels, they are doing two subjects, and then each subject is five kind of projects, which means check the kind of projects, and the teachers are not able to moderate, as moderators, they can't even moderate that, and they were not even sent for training. They should get, this thing was properly planned. There was going to be an in-service training for the teachers so that they can deal with the color. And when it comes to economic accessibility, it is very expensive for parents because, like I just alluded to, that there are six subjects at primary level. And then each subject is supposed to have this file, that is six files. Well, I've not accepted in the cooking, the data money, the gadgets, and so forth and so on. And right now, we have a power package, shortage, no checking. All these things are not accepted in. So, color in itself It's a good concept, but it was badly implemented. It did not take the human rights approach to learning, where learners are supposed to have the right to access all these things. It did not look at the vulnerable, marginalized learners. So these are the challenges that are being faced. And then when it comes to all learners, they are staying up very late doing the color and the other homework. It's very unfair to the learners. And when it comes to other bonding and household chores, they are no longer doing that. Parents, it's like the color is no longer accessing the learners. It's accessing the learners' resources and support system at home rather than the capacity or the ability of the learner to do the project. Because learners are not doing the project. We are even seeing in town where people are advertising to do color. If you go with money, if we go back to the exclusion of learners, we have not and we know we have.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, but don't go away yet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing views that came out of the government's consultation of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the CALA. And now we come to you, Ms. Sukoluhle Ndlovu of ARTUZ. Ngesindebele ke ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuthiwe kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lolu luhambe kuhle. Bathini abazali? Bafuna lukhitshwe kumbe luguqulwe?
Abazali abaningi bangkhona bathi kumele lukhitshwe ngoba bathi hayi kubathathela isikhathi sabo abantwana babo nabo vele ziyasostress ngendaba yemakhala. Abanye njalo abathi kuguqulwe noma mbe kube lele ibe yinto yokuyikhala eyi-one per child ezeqeda form four. Akhona ukuthi bethi 5 colors, umntana ezama-subjects 10 abe about 50 colors. It's too much for umntwana.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Ungasitshela njalo ngolimi lesiNgisi ke, Ms. Ndlovu, what were the suggestions given there and the way forward?
Okay, the suggestions that were put forward in terms of the color component, most parents are saying that the color should be scraped out completely from the new curriculum. And then others, just a minor, they were saying the colors, maybe one, maybe it is a good thing, maybe if only the learners are not overwhelmed with too much work, maybe given one color up until form one, from form one to form four as a project, something like that, rather than giving them as many as the ones that they are doing now.
Yes, and from this process, what does what's the next step? What were you informed is this next step by the government?
From there onwards, we're told to put everything that transpired from these reviews in form of a report, and then we're going to submit the report. So we don't know what's the next step after the report is submitted.
Yebo ke siyabonga uNkosazana Sukoluhle Ndlovu we-ARTUZ. We understand we have our third guest now, Ms. Patricia Chabalala, of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Prior to this interview, she told us they collected views from all the city's wards to forward to the government. Ungasichazisela ke ukuthi imbono la iqoqayo ebantwini la isangaphi njalo babe sithini. Nkosikazi Chabala.
Secretary of Education, with them more, Wakompaina, Ama, Ekedo, the Fasibu Kanye, the Kanadi, also Yakondi Sakonangan.
Yeah, uke watsho njalo ukuthi abantwana abangamantombazana baba sengozini ngenxa yalolu hlelo. Ube kutsho ngani lokho?
Bengitsho ngokuthi abantwana baba sengozini ngoba asikamabi yokuthenga data ukuthi ba-Wi-Fi o-internet njalo bayahamba besiya-researcha besiya kwabanye abantu. Bafika bewela ezambeni ezingalunganga. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantwana bengaphuma bahambe besiyakwenzaa i-research yakhona bahamba bahambe enxazabuye lawusuphuma usukugila njalo futhi abantwana bakhathesi beyabazi ukuthi baziphethe ngayiphi indlela usuke athathe lona leli thuba oyabe ucabanga ukuthiwe yenza i-research esezenzela ukugaa basengozini kakhulu abantwana nje bonke bese besiyathatha ama-gas besenzea izinto zona lezi esingazifuniyo esingazithandiwe.
Yebo ke siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka futhi kuwe. That was Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also look after orphans, saying that the research which is required by CALA makes the children go to other places to seek for internet where they can be abused or take drugs or start doing other things, because most of the times the parents will be looking for them. So her organization has received many complaints of to that sort. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu ngolimi lesiNdebele. Ungasela ukuthi kuyini lake laxoxisana lo hulumende yini ngodaba lwekhala lolo?
Ikhala zangexoxisane ngayo ukuthi asikhuluma nje generally ngokuthi imfundo yethu bele yona eninjani. Asisanzekuwasasinanzeleli ukuthi khona imfundo yethu yayigxilanga ekudingeni the comments ezokuthengeka ngaZimbabwe sifunani. Ilokhu ikhanga engani kayinani lokuthi umntwana uphila njani, imkhulisa njani. So kuqakathekileyo kakhuluma ngokuthona kumele imfundo yelanga kwayo igxile kakhulukazi singathona ukuthona inikane umntwana. Inikani imotivator njani umntwana ukuthi ayicabange. So into esazikhuluma ngazo sathona engathona ukuthi kona izancedisa njani umntwana kuma-local realities zakhe, izidingeko zakhe, i-cultural value yakhe lama esingathona ngesilungu ngama-political projects abo ngama-disputes a-specific to their areas. Ngani kisibonile ukuthi ngishoni ngalokho. For instance, siyakhangela ukuthi kakhulukazi i-material in north le-target material in south. I-material in north kakhulukazi okulekuhlali phansi khona abantwana bahlutshwa zindlovu, izilwane sezikole oluvisini. Akuna education focus on what they had their emotional development. How do they coexist with that environmental environment? So education should be paid like to make that. Ukuze abantwana abazokwazi bafunda ngeriyalithi ngokwenzakalayo empilweni zabo ngabaphila kukho but yethu yabona for instance uyangibalanze ukuthi imfundo yethu kakhulukazi personally nangafunda nge-European Youth kuma ngabashiphileni plan banceda ngani oluthindi loko kuma-continua into ezingasincedi ngalethu sifuna into ezinceda izigaba ezithuthukisa izigaba ezenza abantu benze ukuthi okay umntwana nami uyafunda ufunda nge-environment khona abafunde nge-climate change abafunde practical what does it do to the environment.
Ye kodwa khonapho laphumelela yini waliphendula yini uhulumente njalo laphumelela yini ngohlelo lokuthi imfundo ingabhadalelwa?
I'm a policy in the only call, but I'm telling you, I'm a man. I'm a woman. 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 I'm a by funding it out to another country, meeting it to another. There is no political need. I'll show you a management plan. The management of the world is a kind of army manager. So, in this kind of corner, you may have been illuminated. That kind of thing is a point of not money. You will look at the point of it. It's pointless. What is it for us? The more policy, clear everything. It's only like Nyamahara.
Lingapiwe
Lizwe,
Mamma Rizandani,
Yungapiwe Lapokulumukon.
Debutuana lapa, Eseru elap.
Ye, what a kayo vela group?
Eka and Buya Ejombe.
Ya, good lungi, Leunga Sinega Gumbo no Akong, what Tabalus and Fundo Lord.
Ah, as in Fundo is in Bapu, Mamma, a Kinis Relish, a Gutikona, a Fundo, a Fekaya, I say Juliana, Elati, Charazelewa, in a Mazing of Unin.
Mhm.
Movagatez, you have my Suguti, Umta, and away from Bapu, on grade 7. Yes, Lakuna, Juguti, good morning. Ana zumbi ya shirikiana la kulo kwenye shirikiana la kulo tu mkuu.
Yeah, let's get his phone doctor zidinga imchina ya ma computer lani le aliwa pati se ina basi kali alizenga kwa.
Ya alizenga kwa sivi ni kutoa sisi kuzuguta ma computer kuna afukufunzo askatiba ni. Ngoba sikhangela umumo wesimo esekhaya umumo welizwe umanga kuhle kufundwa sikhathi bani ngoba sesothi amateacher asechiya izifundo zabantwana nawe bedinga ukungabancedisa ekuhambeni asekuphileni.
Yebo ke hayi kuyezwakala sibongile ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni Ntshangase.
Hayi kuhle mama lami ngiyajabula kakhulu.
Ye hayi kuhle. Unfortunately, we do not have much time to go back to our guests. We're wishing they would give us their last words. We have come to the end of our show, and we'd like to thank our guest, Patricia Tshabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Makoto Ngamahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, and Sukolu Hlendlovu of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We also like to thank our listeners and callers who also joined the show to express their views on what they think about the government's program, especially the color, which most parents say is a burden to their children and also a burden to them as they have to do most of the work for their children. Yebo ke sibongile asihlanganeni njalo ke ngolwesine oluzayo sixoxisane njalo ngokunye okuyabe kumqoka ngaleso sikhathi. Let's meet again lakusasa tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.